From time to time, we have moments in mission in our worship service, and today is one of those times. We have a couple that will be sharing with us today that is rather familiar to many of you, if not most of you, perhaps all of you, the Reverend Jim and Janie Delp. I drop the Reverend every now and then. I don't appreciate it when people do it for me, so I'm not sure why that came out. Anyways... It rarely happens for me. Nobody reveres me. Anyways, Jim and Janie spent their summer doing voluntary service work at the Christian Retreat Center at Strawberry Lake in Minnesota. And I think it was very wise to do that in the summertime because I'm going to guess that right about now it's getting pretty cold in Minnesota. So we're going to invite Jim and Janie up to share for a little while about their experience. I believe they both have something to share. Feel free to come and go, whatever feels natural to you. But I just invite you to hear about the work that Jim and Janie did this summer.
Good morning. It's hard to be up here without preaching. But I won't preach. I want to take you with me to a spot in western Minnesota near Detroit Lakes, near the North Dakota border, out in the woods and swamps and among the lakes, a place called Christian Retreat Strawberry Lake. It was birthed nearly 50 years ago when the pastor of the nearby Mennonite church and a group of his people began to fast and pray for revival and direction in how to minister to the Native Americans on the White Earth Indian Reservation. And as they continued fasting and praying, God met them in a real way, brought revival to them, and gave them a sense of direction for the many years to come. And due to circumstances, they needed to leave the area, went to Bradenton, Florida, began a work and ministry there where they established Christian Retreat Bradenton, Florida, where there's a year-round program. They came back to Minnesota a few years later and began to develop the three-month program every year that's there called Christian Retreat Strawberry Lake. Also, the organization is now associated with Gospel Crusades that has birthed churches all over the world. Christian Retreat is a place where families and adults come for a spiritual retreat as well as recreation. The facilities consist of motels, an auditorium and dining hall, a lakefront with cabins and boats, and all the good things that go with a lake. The activities consisted of two services a day. I have a program of who was there, different speaker every week. And two services a day for 6 days a week, along with concerts and special events such as Family Week, Youth Week, Missions Week, Israel Week, a motorcycle rally, and a fishing derby. We had interesting people. Elvis Wade, who's an Elvis impersonator, a